The project is called Big Brain. In three dimensions and intricate detail, it reveals the anatomy of the brain as never seen before.
These are images of a 3D reconstructed human brain with a spatial resolution of 0.02 millimeter. So this is even thinner than a thin human hair, and it allows to see the microstructure of the human brain in 3D space.
Katrin Amundst is director of the Vogt Institute for Brain Research at the Heinrich Heine University in Germany, a partner in the project.
Since we would like to understand the relationship between the structure of the brain and its function and, last but not least, behavior, it is necessary to have all the reference brains which have this very high microscopic resolution, and therefore created such reference brain.
The big brain model on Emmons' computer screen belonged to a 65-year-old woman who had no neurological problems. To create it, the researchers first cut the brain into 7,400 slices, each 20 micrometers thick, then stained each slice with a special dye so all the cell bodies were visible. After that, the slices were digitized and carefully realigned. Alan Evans at McGill University's Montreal Neurological Institute was in charge of the digital reconstruction. He says it was an arduous task.
This involved us in both manual activity, shifting pieces, broken pieces of the data into the right spatial location, and then a large amount of computational analysis, which allowed us to overcome the distortions, both geometric and optical, to reassemble the data into a coherent three-dimensional form.
The resolution on the reference brain is 50 times greater than the standard brain scans currently available. Its images allow scientists to better visualize what's happening in certain areas of the brain. Big Brain paves the way to understanding how the brain's anatomy contributes to language learning and other processes, or how its shape relates to chemical signaling or gene expression. Katrin Amundst says Big Brain offers, for example, a platform to measure the thickness of the cerebral cortex, which changes as one ages and has been associated with neurodegenerative disorders like Alzheimer's.
So having a gold standard, reliable data, how thick the cortex is indeed is, will help to perform such studies in humans, in living human subjects, where the cortical thickness is also measured.
Katrin Amundst says access to Big Brain is free online and will be available to the public. Her team is now at work on two more model brains that capture even more details of individual cells. The research was published in the journal Science. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.